AM 1450 KATE. It's time for another winter sports preview. And right now we're going to be talking about New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva girls basketball with head coach Annika Peterson. And Annika, a good afternoon. How you been?
Been doing good. How are you?
Good. Now, Annika, you coach volleyball, you coach basketball. Do you do softball too?
I am an unpaid volunteer. I go and take Wendy's book, but I don't do practices and just help out be a part of it and still get to see how the kids are doing, and it's a good group coming through. So, and you got to love Coach Schultz. So,
absolutely.
But no, I'm not officially a coach for softball.
But you are involved in all three seasons, which is absolutely awesome. Now let's talk about the basketball team. And let's recap what happened last year. 3-11 finishing conference, 5-14 overall. Give us your thoughts on last year's 2020-2021 season.
Yeah, last year was a little rougher than what we were hoping for. Sylvie Stork had came off of a knee surgery with last year in COVID. We weren't sure what the fall was going to look like, and so she chose to fix her meniscus in the fall, and without knowing volleyball was going to be happening. And then she actually took a lot longer to rehab than what the doctors had thought. So it took us a while, and she was one of our returning letter winners. And so that was a big loss for us. We had some really great kids that hopped in and played big roles for us with Sydney Schultz and Aaron Jacobson and Faith Nielsen and Sarah George, Andy Briggs. We had a couple seniors last year who played for us with Cassidy Martin and Kendall Johnson. But, yeah, we had a tough season last year. We played some good teams. We had a couple of close games. I think we lost both times to Medford by only 2 points.
Oh, wow.
You know, so if those kind of went a different direction, our record could have looked a little bit better. You know, we had some tough opponents with Waterville, Leash, and Morristown last year. It was so solid. Their seniors were just had a huge senior class, very, very athletic with that Bartle and Richards. So they were a tough team to go against. And Hayfield was tough. Medford was tough. So we just had some really, really good teams that we were playing. And then our non-conference games were solid, too, with Fairmont and Waseca is always both good. So, you know, record-wise, definitely not where we were hoping we were going to be, but made some progress throughout the season, which is really the goal to get better throughout the year. And definitely saw that. And then going into summer ball, it was great to have summer because the year before we had a COVID case within the first, I think the second day. So summer shut down and we actually weren't able to do anything. So this summer we were able to have practice. We played in our league all summer long and we took our varsity team out to the Wisconsin Dells tournament for kind of a fun couple days, but made a ton of progress throughout the summer. Kids really bought in. So we're just excited for the first couple weeks and excited to see how we'll face up against Blue Earth and USC this week.
Annika Peterson, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva girls basketball, previewing this year's squad. And you mentioned just a couple of seniors. So as a coach, you must be extremely excited because you got most of your players back from last year.
Yeah, we graduated, like I said, Kendall Johnson and Cassidy Martin. We've got all of our kids coming back. Sophie Stork's our only senior. She's been on varsity as a seventh grader. She started dressing. Eighth grader, she started getting more and more playing time. Sydney Schultz this year is a junior. She's been a starting point guard for us since seventh grade. Aaron Jacobson is a junior, is coming back for us, along with Sarah George, a junior. Andy Briggs is a junior. Faith Nielsen last year is a sophomore. She was, or is a sophomore this year, but got quite a bit of playing time for us last year as well, along with Hallie Schultz. So all those girls had varsity experience last year, and then we've got a couple of kids that'll be coming off the bench as well, with Trinity Smith-Vulcan as a junior, Madison Murray as a sophomore, Presley Nielsen as a sophomore, and Kira Leonard as a sophomore too. So we've got, knock on wood, some experience coming in with some big varsity minutes for some of these kids. So definitely, hopefully, a team strength of ours is the experience that they've had.
Annika Peterson, head coach, NRHEG girls basketball, and you get ready for your opener tonight at Blue Earth. Throughout practice, have you had a chance to have any scrimmages at all?
We went up after the first week. We went up to Belle Plaine, and we were able to scrimmage Belle Plaine and Le Sueur Henderson and Maple River. And all three teams will actually see throughout the season. So it was good to be able to play against another team just to kind of see where some strengths were and some weaknesses were that we could tweak and adjust. So we were lucky to get that in before Thanksgiving break.
Annika, talk about what you've seen from your team in practice. And again, you know a lot of the girls from previous years. What would you say are some of the team's strengths, and what do you think are some of the things the team's going to have to continue to work on throughout the season?
Team strength, I think, is our kids are extremely competitive. They want to succeed. They've been on varsity for some of these kids for quite a few years, so they want to do well. They're in that upperclassman age range now, so they definitely want to compete every game. They're not hopefully not going to just roll over. They're going to fight for every single point every night. Rebounding definitely is a key for us that will hopefully help make our offense and defense go well. Offense, defense, we just need to make sure we're doing the little things, making sure that we're always moving and not being stagnant in our offense, which is big. Defensively, making sure that we are aware of our surroundings and aware of who we are guarding and where our shooters are, because sometimes it's easy to lose kids. And then a weakness, we just need to make sure that we are staying healthy. We've got a couple of kids coming off a couple injuries, and just like everyone else, our numbers aren't super big, but we've got a great crew that is there, but we just need to stay healthy and throughout the season to help out our success.
Annika, one last question. You mentioned some of the teams that are going to be the tougher opponents this year. Conference favorites, section favorites. Who do you like going into the season?
Conference is always interesting. We added four more teams to the conference with Kenyon, Wanamingo, Triton, Randolph, and JWP. In my opinion, I think Hayfield's going to come in really strong. They've got a couple of their best scorers coming back from last year with that Watson and Beaver. So I think Hayfield's going to be really, really solid. Section favorites, Waseca's always tough. Always tough. They've always Conway at Waseca does a really good job with them. Seems like they've had a pretty solid post the last couple of years and a couple of shooting guards that always do their job really well. So I would think Waseca would do well. I think Lake Crystal's got a nice group that's coming back. And then on the other side of the section would be, in my opinion, Belle Plaine. So knock on wood, we're going to see a lot of really good teams throughout the year. Everyone I've said, we'll see them throughout the season, which is fun that we're going to see basically everyone in the subsection and a couple teams in the other side of the section too.
Annika Peterson again previewing NRHEG girls basketball in her eighth season as the head coach. Career record coming into the season, 108 wins, 80 losses. Again at Blue Earth to kick off the season tonight, and the first four games of the season are on the road before the Panthers have their home opener. Annika, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight and in the first few weeks, and we'll check in with you a few times throughout the season.
Thank you so much.